The Pasuk tells us that when Yaakov Avinu got sick, he was told to Yosef, the Yomel Yosef, Hinei Avicha Chola, your father is sick, they told Yosef. Yosef took his children, and he came to visit to be Mevaker Cholim to his father Yaakov Avinu. And Das HaKeinim says that it seems from the Psukim here, Shelohaya Yosef Ragil Eitzel Yaakov, it seems that Yosef Tzadik wasn't with his father very often, because had he been, he would have known he was sick. So what's the reason why Yosef wasn't with his father? So the Das HaKeinim quotes from Rabbeinu Shmuel, the reason is because Yosef was scared, Shema Yisha Lo Ha'inyan Heach Horer L'Mitraim. He might ask Yosef, so now it's been 22 years, how did you end up in Mitzrayim in the first place? Like, what exactly happened? I thought you got killed. V'yagilo shemachru, oh, if he's going to have to tell his father that his brother sold him. V'yakalim Yaakov, that might lead to Yaakov cursing all the brothers. V'nimsa machar v'sa'olam kulo, it's going to cause a destruction to the entire world, because his own mother Rachel, who had been cursed by Yaakov unknowingly, and she had died young, so he's concerned that if Yaakov were to curse his brothers with intent, it would have destroyed the entire world. And it's for this reason, suggests the Das HaKeinim, that Yosef wasn't frequented with Yaakov Avinu. That's so beautifully in Oseh Pli Yaseh Torah, perhaps there's another reason as to why Yosef was not spending time with Yaakov Avinu. And that's because of an interesting Gemara that appears in Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us, or really asks the question, what's the halacha if a person's child is his own Rebbe? His son, the Talmud Chacham, becomes a Rebbe, and the father attends the shul of his own son, attends the shir, goes to yeshiva of his own son. What's the halacha? Should the son stand up for his father? The son's a Rebbe. He's the Rav of the shul. Should he stand up when his father walks in the room? This is very shaykh for many young Rabbanim. Their father comes to visit, and or I'm not sure if he would be considered a Talmud at that point, but let's say he's a big Talmud Chacham, and the Rebbe is the father, is the son. So does the son have to stand up for the father? So the Gemara tries to bring an example that Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, when your father comes, you should stand up for him. Ah, but wasn't Rav Yehuda the Rebbe of his father, Rav Yecheskel? The Gemara says, no, Rav Yecheskel was worthy in his own right. He was a Baal Maisim, he was full of Maisim Tovim, and therefore he is worthy of standing up for him. Then the Gemara tweaks it a little bit and goes back and forth. So unclear whether or not the Gemara answers the Shaila, should the Rebbe / son stand up for his father or not? Then the Gemara asks another question, what about the opposite? Does the father now have to stand up for his son who's a Rebbe? So the Gemara brings a Rai from Rebbe Shub and Levi discussing this point here and goes back and forth and doesn't seem to have any answers. So what's the halacha? Does the father stand up for the son? Does the son stand up for the father? It's Ibaya Dilo Ifshuta. It's a question that wasn't answered. But the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim seems to paskin Perek Vav. He does paskin. He says the father doesn't stand up. The father does not stand up for a son, but the son does stand up for the father. That's the psak of the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim. Now, how does he get this exactly? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes Aran, who quotes the Rambam and quotes Yushalmi, that even though the Bavli doesn't have an answer, the Yushalmi does answer the question. And the Kesef Mishnah is not so convinced by this because he thinks the Bavli would have answered this way. This gets into a larger discussion of Bavli versus Yushalmi, but that's the suggestion, says the Ran. It's based on Yushalmi, that's why the Rambam paskin, that the father doesn't stand for the son, but the son does stand for the father. Rabba said differently. Rabba says he likes the shot of the rush. We'll get to the rush in just a second. But he thinks the Rambam is only talking about a case where the son is a Rav, but he's not a Talmud Chacham. Unfortunately, this is not something uncommon. We have a Rav of a shul, but he doesn't know that much. He might be very helpful in counseling. He might even know some Piskei Halacha, but it's not considered a Talmud Chacham. Just being a title of a Rav doesn't warrant a person a Talmud Chacham. So it must be a case where the son's a Rav, but not a Talmud Chacham. But had the son been a Talmud Chacham, Seina Chanami, the father should stand for the son. So that's the suggestion of the Radbaz. But then it comes along the Rush. The Rush says it learns the Gemara in Bavli very, very simply. And the Gemara in Bavli simply says that there's no answer. It's a Suffolk. So it ends up becoming a Suffolk Deraisa. And says the Rush, since it's a Suffolk Deraisa, each one should stand for the other. The son should stand for the father, and the father should stand for the son, this way to cover all your bases. Now, it's a Suffolk Deraisa in terms of being Mekayim, the Kavod Haravan and Kavod the Av, but it's also a the other direction. It could be Bizayon, Deraisa. If the father stand up for the son, that could also be a violation of Kibud Av on a Deraisa level. And if the son it doesn't stand up for the if the father stands up for the son and the son stands up for the father, so then even though the son standing up for the father could be a mitzvah of Kibud Av Aim, it might be Bizayon to his role as a Rebbe. So, but for whatever reason, the Rush paskins that they should both stand up for each other because of a suffix deraisa. So the Rush then quotes his Rebbe, the Maram Mirutenberg, Rabbeinu Meir Mirutenberg, that when he was appointed a high position of Rav, he would not go visit his father anymore, and he didn't want his father to come visit him either. And seemingly the reason was he wanted to avoid the Shaila entirely. Very sad thing. A person gets promoted to high position, but then you no longer could fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Av Aim because he wanted to avoid this whole Shaila. That's the Maharam. And it's brought down in the Ramah, actually. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Kibud Av Aim Simen Reish Mem, Reish Mem, the Chayv Adam La'amor Mipnei Aviv, you have to stand up for your father. Vim Ha'av Talmud Bino, if one's father is his own student, so Kol Echad Mehem Omid Bifnei Hasheni, each one should stand up for the others. The son should stand up for his father because Kibud Av, and the father should stand up for the son because Kibud Rav. But then the Ramah says, "V'yesh lahem laharchik zemizeh." They should distance from each other. Shel yakel shemecha bechvodu lefnei chaver. This way, it doesn't show any. It shouldn't be bizayon to either position. And v'chein asa maram im aviv. That's exactly what the maram did, as we saw in the Rush. That's the position of the Ramah, to avoid the encounter entirely. So it says those to place a Torah. That might be another reason why Yosef wasn't with Yaakov Avinu in Mitzrayim. Yosef was a second in command. He was a melech. And Yaakov Avinu, of course, was his father. So perhaps he wanted to avoid the Shaila entirely and didn't spend too much time with Yaakov. Now we know when Yosef went to visit Yaakov, the Pasuk says that he got up. It says that Ve'ischazek Yisov Ve'yeshal Amita, he got up, he got strengthened himself to show covered for his own son because he was a melech. But again, the suggestion is that Yosef wanted to avoid the Shaila entirely. I'll finish off with an interesting story that the Brisker Rav, the son of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, of course, so he's a young Talmud Chacham, he was a young Eloi, and he used to come home, he used to climb through the window to get into his house. Now, obviously he wasn't sneaking out or sneaking in because he was doing anything improper. It wasn't even that he was climbing out or climbing back in to sneak out to learn. What was the reason? Because when he would walk in the front door, his father, Reb Chaim, was always sitting. They had a small house. He was always sitting in the front. And the father, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, would always stand up for his son, the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav felt that that was inappropriate. He wanted to avoid the whole Shaila in the first place, like we've seen the Maharam Rutenberg and the Ramah. And it's for that reason he snuck through the window in order to get into his house.